and how we can overcome what's probably the biggest problem in people's meditation. You know, how to overcome, transcend this mind, which is always thinking. And sometimes people keep telling me, oh, I can't meditate. I'm always thinking about something, thinking about anything, but I'm always thinking and I can't stop thinking. And that becomes one of the biggest obstacles to being a meditator. They cannot stop thinking. But the truth of the matter is, it's very easy to stop thinking. And a lot of people do it quite naturally. Very often they stop thinking. And there is a classic example, a demonstration, which I love doing on every retreat to show you how easy it is to stop thinking and what it feels like when you stop thinking. Because at least you can recognize, yes, it is possible, I can do it. And for many people, that is an amazing to realize, yes, they can stop thinking. It is possible, and they've actually experienced it. And the little demonstration is to ask you that when I am speaking, to also be aware of the reaction to my words inside your mind. So don't just listen to what I'm saying, also to listen to just what it does to you inside your mind. Because as I am speaking, as long as you're mindful inside a little bit, as I am speaking, you will begin to notice something strange. That between my words, there are long gaps. In those spaces, between my words, what was happening in your mind? You were silent. You were aware, but not a thought was going on in your mind. You can do it. And this is what it feels like. Being aware, hearing the sounds of the birds. But without a thought going on in your head. Easy, isn't it? Now just carry on for another 2 hours. Now you know what silence is and how beautiful it feels. Now we have to try and understand, why is it that we keep destroying this silence with all these thoughts? And you realize, you're all old enough now to realize that 99%, and I'm being quite generous, 99% of your thoughts are total rubbish. It's one of the reasons